You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
רבי ינאי אומר, אין בידינו לא משלוות הרשעים ואף לא מייסורי הסדירים. So רבי ינאי says, we have no clue why the wicked they are so comfortable, they're well off, and also why tzaddikim they go through through hardship. Chazak Baruch. So the first question is, so what is your first question? That's true, but the first question comes about, why do you want to know? Why do you want to know? What is it to you that why the wicked is well off and the tzaddik goes through hardship? Why do you want to know? Why are you so curious? Say? I know, but this curiosity, you know, is our system, right? Why are you wondering why the tzaddik is going through Yisurim and why the wicked has it? I know, but why do you want to know? Right, why do you want to know? Why you just do your own thing?
Makes you feel good.
Sorry?
Makes you feel good.
That you don't trust Hashem?
Why
do you want to know why? What is it to you? What makes a difference to you? Huh? Huh?
Feel better?
You
want to do it so you clearly do it. You know why, and you can do the thing that will get you to.
No, according to this, would one choose to be tzaddik or rasha? If tzaddik is going through such a hardship, so is it worth it?
Yes.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it. You're right. So it's better to be the other one. Why? Right? Let me ask you a question. Like most people, would they prefer to have a good car or a good tefillin?
Good car. Good car.
Yeah, which one they rather to have?
In LA, good car.
In
LA,
by New York?
Both.
Obviously, good car. No? Good car. Why you wouldn't have, rather to have a good car or at least a better car? Why?
Perception.
Perception. And you enjoy it, no? Yeah, you know. Obviously. Obviously, with people, with Hashem Ken Yirvoh, go on a date, you know, they lease a, or borrow a, obviously.
Our BMW stands for Be My Wife, BMW.
It depends if it's 6 series or 7.
Does it work?
At least for the first 6 months.
maybe you choose a different car. So now here, actually, the Gemara brings why there is such a system. So Gemara has few answers, and that is if you see that maybe a wicked, he has it well off. So that means he's a wicked that is the son of a tzaddik. Huh? Could be? Or if you see a tzaddik that goes in a hard timing, so that means the tzaddik, the son of a wicked. So that's one of the answers that Gemara brings. So now, the other point the Gemara mentions that we see Tatan Arsha guarantees. Mishalim Nisoneav Alpanav. What does that mean? That Ribono Shel Olam pays the wicked COD. The mitzvah that he does, right away, he gives him his reward. Why? Because when he arrives in Olam Emet, in Shomayim, so he demands. So, yeah, the answer, we gave you this, we gave you that, we gave you kavod, you know, people loved you, you know, they gave you respect. So, you know, you give $26, you know how much we gave you? So that's it. Mishalim, esonav, alpanav. That means those that Hashem dislikes, he gives them the reward, COD. Right. So now, how about the tzaddikim? The tzaddikim is different. Why? Because it works the other way. Whatever wrongdoing that they commit, that is so little according to their level, Hashem punishes them in this world. Why? Because in Olam Emet, then will not be any
judgment.
Any stops for him, right? So right away, his path is clear. Make sense? So now what have we learned from here? One thing that we learned from here is that if you see you're going through hardship, so that means you're Sadiq or the other one? You're Sadiq. So now if you see you have everything according to your will, you're Sadiq or the other one? The other one. So that means, according to this formula, is it better to go through the hardship or have it easy?
Hardship.
You thinking? One more time. According to this formula, is it better to go through the hardship or have it easy?
Hardship.
Why? Because that's the mahak. That's a sign that you're not receiving your reward in this world. Good? Right. So their parents, the partnership that takes place, that the mother and the father, the Ribono Shel Olam, they become a partner in this project. That who gives what, even the part of the body, the limbs, that who gives what, and so on. So it's a partnership that takes place. That's a decision of Ribono Shel Olam. Just clear so far?
Why is it that Hashem takes away from the Sadiq in the same time give it to the one that otherwise, and then how the Sadiq would deal with it? How it's not, okay, there is doing good and doing bad. You cannot say Sadiq you not because we don't know what happened before, what happened. But how do you justify that?
Well, first of all, to realize that I'm picked as a better staff, just like, you know, in any system of organization, like when the employees are upgraded, like let's say they give them a higher salary, give them a better office, better benefit, right? Better lease car, right? So now, to realize that you're in a higher category of the staff of employees, does that make you feel good or not? Huh? So you have a better parking space, no? Closer to the office, right? Before you didn't have. So you have your own office. Now, the check comes in. So now here, according to the Mishnah, we learn that Ribono Shel Olam, the way he handles with the categories of every individual is that if he doesn't like him, so he says here, take it. Why? Because in Olam Elyon, that's not even comparable. What the joy, what the pleasure that you gain in Olam Elyon. So now, if you gain that enjoyment here, so then you miss this up there. So that means if you go through the hardship on a higher category, so that itself should make you feel good. No? You're such a boost. Let's see. So now, let's review you a little bit. You know, that's the dilemma that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, to his level, you know, again, almost 50 gates of understanding. So he asked, Ribono Shel Olam, Lamedeni et Derachecha. I said, show me, how you do handle your project, that is this world with people. So Hashem said, you don't understand. It's too complicated. It's too complex for you. So now, I mean, know that the Ribono Shel Olam placed him on the top of the rock and then passed by him. And he told them, my face you cannot see. My back you see. Remember the subject, Pashat Kitisa, after committing the Chet Ha'ig. So now here, what does it mean? Hashem has face or back? What is that supposed to mean? So now, Ribono Shel Olam was trying to tell Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, my face means whatever that you go through at this moment, right now. Something went wrong. Somebody took your parking space. Somebody maybe give you a little bit, you know, nice hit. Maybe the deal didn't go through. Huh? Maybe the customer brought the return merchandise. Maybe the score didn't close. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, my face you cannot see. My back you can see. What does that mean? The back. So now tomorrow you say, ay, 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 look at this. What a mazal. Baruch Hashem, I didn't buy the property. Baruch Hashem, he took my parking space. The Gemara says a different thing, very interesting thing. It says Hashem showed him the knot of the tefillin. Because Hashem wears the tefillin too. Did you know Hashem wears tefillin? So some people feel they're greater than Hashem. You say, I don't need to wear tefillin. So Hashem wears tefillin for me. So why Hashem showed the Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom the knot of tefillin? Tomorrow morning, pay a little attention to your straps when it comes down on your tefillin. It's a very interesting thing that, have you ever noticed? Yeah? You notice? they didn't make it even. It's a very interesting thing. The right one is longer. The left one is shorter. Why they make it like this? Why don't make it even? It's not nice. But the way the straps comes from the knot on the back of your tefillin, the right one is long and the left one is short. Why? Chatam Sofer says, that's a very interesting thing. As you know, the right resembles
chesed.
Kindness, chesed. The left resembles
Gevura,
mighty, Jabarut. So here, Ribono Shel Olam, Tom Shalom, Shalom, what do you think? Look at your tefillin. Look at the strap. The long one is much, the right one is much longer. The left one is shorter. What does that mean? My kindness, Hashem said to Moshe, is much, much greater than my dinim, when I make a judgment. So now even though that you feel, ay, 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 didi chisho, didi chikar kya, halat chikar kona. When your left side is screaming, look at the right side. That how much kindness I do to you, every day, every minute. So here, and the country that many times say, you know, what am I going to do now? Did it show what's going to happen now? Did I go through? So now, you're pointing at your left side of the strap of tefillin, but you don't see the right side. It's almost your shoes. But here you don't realize, and you don't pay attention. Why? Because you're only making a note, whatever that makes you feel pain. But the Hasadim of Yerushalayim even doesn't come to your head. You don't count it because you got used to counting what went wrong, what's going wrong, what he did to me, what I'm going to do, what's going to be, I'm done. So here, the dilemma that Moshe Abraham Shalom had, the Moshe Abraham told him, look at the knots of back of tefillin, and you see the rice is so long.
Moshe saw the length of the...
Yeah.
So how is in the back? Because the strip comes in the front.
Right. No, he's showing the back of the knot that represents that the strap that comes out from the knot of the tefillin of the Rosh.
So he saw the straps from the back?
No.
Longer than the one
no, but he meant that just having, he didn't see it, but he meant that the straps that comes out from the knot, this is how I handle my system.
He says, no.
He saw whatever that he was supposed to see, the way he was supposed to see. But for us to understand, No. It's not Chas V'Shalom physical. It's just a Lesaber et Ozen. That means the Torah Moshe has given the way for human being will be able to understand. Like many times we say Yad Hashem. Chas V'Shalom. Hashem doesn't have a Yad. And there are many way for us to be able to comprehend, to understand. But it's not Chas V'Shalom. Even light. We cannot think of Yibun Shalom as a light. Chas V'Shalom. Happened to be a gentleman that went to visit his friend in Germany. You've been in Germany? Yeah? So he told him, was so very, very excited. He said, my friend took me to Autobahn. Have you been in Autobahn?
Yes.
In Germany? You know what's happening in the Autobahn in Germany? What's the maximum speed? No, I think there is. 180.
No, 180.
180. Chazaka Baruch.
300.
I know, but fine. He said, I went to visit my friend. He took me on autobahn, and he had me to drive. What's the fastest speed that you usually drive on freeway here?
65.
No, 80. I'm not saying that. How fast have you drove in? No, it's okay. It's okay. 80.
110.
110.
Yeah.
110. But on your dashboard, when you see the speedometer, how high does it go?
160.
160?
Yeah.
Why? It's 160, 140
usually.
160, 140.
Yeah.
This faster, like Ferrari,
how? No, Ferrari is more
high. Like?
220, I think.
220. So now here, the story was that he had him drive. So now, what he used to get, 65, 68, 70 maybe. He's telling him, push! Shaking. Pushed, get to 100. You know where the 100 is? On the 10th. He said, push! Push, go! 120. So now, all of a sudden, car passes by. Shh! So all of a sudden, his head just expanded. The one question that I have in New York, what's the speed limit? 25 on the street?
Yeah. On this street? Regular street?
Yeah.
Now it's 25.
25.
With camera.
25. And then on freeway?
55.
So now, the first question that I have, if you cannot go more than 55 or 25, how come they make a car that goes as high as, let's say, 110 or 20? What's the use?
In case you're running away from the police.
Is that why? You understand? Why they make such a car?
Because a person has to feel limitless.
Is that why?
No, they need to make money.
Is that, no, that's what it is? No, you understand the logic?
Give them the power. Because the driver, when you see that number, it feels like he has a power. He's driving this car.
It's a marketing.
The higher the, it is, the better they feel.
Really?
I think so.
I know, but it's a bal tashchit, actually. It's a waste of... No, why you make an engine? Or, sorry?
Racing.
I know, but you're not supposed to. You buy the car, why? You drive, on the street, 25, 30, in the freeway, 65, and that's it, no? Why make a car that goes so fast? So now, let's say... They would make a car that goes only 25 miles an hour. Good? We have the moped, no? How does it feel when you get in the car that only can go 25? Huh?
Frustrated.
You don't want to get in it.
No? So now, the car that has the capability to go to 110, how does it drive when you go 25? Is it easy? Easier?
Easier.
Yehudi in life, many times, you say, you know what? I can go only 10. That's it. Chassi Shodam, I cannot go. Why does he feel like this? Why?
You want to use
it. Loss is energy.
Why?
Because he doesn't have no more hope.
I know, but all of a sudden, he feels he has no energy, no koach, nothing, he cannot go on anymore. That's it. Why? Why he feels that way? I know. Back to the car. But if you feel that you can go as fast as 180 in the autobahn, so now to go 25, is it big task?
No.
30 is big task?
No.
But when you feel you can go only 25, when you want to go 5, you have to be pushed, right? So here, many never even try to take themselves to the autobahn. When you go to autobahn, see, wow, you can go. You can really go. And it just opens you up. But if through life, you know, just like you have to push you, you have to, you know, push yourself. So then when you're running to the circumstances that maybe is a little bit complex, when it's difficult, then you do bok sobat. That's it. Here, Mishnah is teaching us, you're a tzaddik. Why? Because every better yisurin that you go through, that means Hashem loves you. Hashem wants to clean you up. Hashem doesn't want anything to be deducted from you. So that means he should give you such an energy to go 180. Not Chas v'Shalom to crash you, to depress you, to degrade you. That means that's a sign that I am able to go as fast as and as full energy that is possible. And not Chas v'Shalom, you go through a dilemma, you go through depression, Chas v'Shalom, to be unhappy. And that's what the Mishnah actually is informing us. Yes, tzaddik, maybe have some difficulty in life, but that's the sign that Ribono Shel Olam has such a great attention on him, such a affection toward him, that he doesn't want, Chas v'Shalom, that he would lose his credit in Olam Elyon.
How do you buy that car?
I'm sorry?
How do you buy the car?
Ah, very, very good. I was asking, somebody will ask this question. You know, when you get on the building, especially the high rises, which one you choose? Elevator or staircase?
Elevator.
Yeah? So elevator easier than a staircase, right? Yeah. Right. So which is better for you, to take the elevator or the staircase?
Staircase.
One more time. Which is better for you, to take the elevator or the staircase?
Elevator.
So why? Better? No,
better.
Healthier. No? So why you take the better one? Why do you take the easy one? Huh? Why?
Lazy.
Lazy. You're selfish. Yeah. I do. No. Take the elevator, press the button. I'm off in the 50th floor. But that's not wise. That's not logical.
The elevator is like the
I understand, but the format here is when you understand and you realize you have to pick the better one, not the easiest one. So the problem that many people have, that they just give up because they want
easy.
The easy one. Give me the easy one. The father doesn't. Why do you treat your kids in the same manner? Why? You give them the easy one or the whatever that is.
I give them easy one.
I have to talk to your kids. Why you give them the easy one? They should not learn that they have to go through the challenges of their life. Why do I have to give them the? It's not that. You teach him how to become happy. You bribe him. You say, you know, here, be happy. But that's not the way to go through life. You have to learn how to gain the happiness. Happiness is not happening. But not today, sir. I have to be happy. I have to have it. But that's not the way to go through life. They have to learn that it takes work to be happy. It takes work to be comfortable. It's not like the give me, I should have. Life is not a Toys R Us. But here, people that got used to Toys R Us, that's why he went bankrupt. Life is not a Toys R Us. Why? You know, whatever you want, it you should have. It's very interesting, Gemara, very beautiful Gemara. You know about Iyob, right?
Yes.
Iyob, Gemara says, Sadiq. He went through the year of such a suffering. So he came to Hashem and says, maybe you mixed up my name. How do you write Iyob, Aleph, Yud, Vav, Bet, right? So now just bring the Vav in the beginning and the Yud after it. What do you get?
Oyev.
So Iyob told Hashem, maybe you think I'm an enemy. That's why you're treating me like this. Because you mixed up, you know, it was a misprint. But I am Iyob, not Oyev. How come you're treating me like this? What does the Gemara mean? Many times you have the same attitude. Tell Hashem, Bojan, you made a mistake. Why are you doing this to me? Why I deserve to go through this? What did I do to you? I come to Beit Knesset, I read Tehillim, I do Tefillah, I give Tzedakah. Why are you treating me like this? But here, Yom realized, ay, ay, ay. What a mistake he made. The Gemara is teaching us, this is a status that we all go through. Why? Because you can become frustrated. Say, Chas v'Shalom, it's not worth it. Why should I even make an effort? And you give up. And then you say what? Take the elevator, you press a button, that's it. But you don't realize how good it is to get a staircase, you know, blood pressure, cholesterol, and then all the benefits you gain by going up the staircase. No? And that's what exactly we have to get ready before Shavuot. Before Shavuot, we have to be, B'zad Hashem, positive, happy Yehudi. Then, B'zad Hashem, we show up in a meeting. It's a very, very important meeting at Har Sinai. Now, Ribono Shel Olam, we're going to hear, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Shetecha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So, we have to put away all the grudges away. You cannot show up with all these grudges that you build up. You have to clean it up. And we have to be very, very thankful and appreciative to Ribono Shel Olam, all the chassadim that constantly does for us. And B'zad Hashem, Nizkeh Be'arbe Yeshuot, Samachot, B'zad Hashem, Mantav, Yeshuot, Lekol Am Yisrael, Amen Keratzon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.